welcome. My name's Katrina, and I'm the host of Tab University Live. We're here at the FP show talking to people, basically getting to know you a bit more. So first question is, who are you and what company do you work for?
Hello, my name is Hanach Fasten, and I am the founder and mortgage broker at Dex Finance.
Of where, sorry?
Dex Finance.
Dex Finance.
Dex Finance Limited.
Let me see your little badge. Oh yeah, love that. And what do you guys do?
Okay, so we're mortgage brokers, and we mainly specialize in the buy-to-let sector. We do a little bit of residential as well, but we're pretty picky with what kind of resi cases we take on.
Has that always been the case, or that more recently with mortgages and everything like that?
No, it's always been, because there's a lot of work involved in residential.
Yeah.
And it just needs to work. If it's too messy and you're coming with unrealistic stuff, or the income doesn't really add up, you need to really push it through criteria, that's unfortunately going to take up too much of my time.
So you want the buy-to-lets, the stuff that works, you know.
Yes, a lot of limited company buy-to-let, SPV, that kind of thing.
And what is the greatest challenges you're facing at the moment for your business?
At the moment, the greatest challenges are that many of my clients are buy-to-let investors in London.
Yeah.
And especially with the high rates, the stress tests are much higher, and people cannot achieve in London more than around 50% loan to value to purchase a property. That technically means that my pipeline has gone down, not up, and it's harder to find clients that are actually purchasing at the moment.
Yeah,
so there are some out there. There's always gonna be people buying, I believe. That's my optimistic view. But I think I've been very comfortable for the last year and a half. But now we need to step out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
Really grind it.
So what are you doing to kind of get out of that comfort zone and, you know, reach new clients, reach new customers? How are you turning it around?
So it's not easy. I try to post more on social media.
Well, look, this is why you're here today. We can help with that.
Absolutely. So that's social media number one, and also advertising what kind of opportunities there are and what kind of options there are available.
Yeah.
And trying to educate people. I'm not a property investor advisor. I don't advise on investing or anything. However, educate people that there are different areas of the country where you can invest, and actually you can achieve a 75% loan to value, because the rental income yield is much higher than compared to the London prices.
Can you give our viewers that little insight? Where's best to invest at the moment, do you think?
I'm not going to say where's best to invest, but what I do tend to see is my clients that buy little properties in Manchester with high yields.
Yeah.
That's that kind of area, Bolton, which I think it's more like people that have been investing in London and stuff don't feel comfortable to go down in that kind of area. It's usually what I see with my clients. It's either this kind of class investing in London and doing more of the bigger stuff and a lot more capital appreciation.
Yeah.
So it's a bit hard to stir people away from where they are. But again, it's definitely easier to achieve. It's better than a lot of clients tell me. It's better than my money sitting in my bank account.
Nothing.
At least it does something.
Exactly. Okay. How high do you think the bank rate's going to go?
Whoa. Ask me a good question, because I'm going to be exhibiting in 2 weeks' time my exhibition, and that's one of the things
whereabouts
I'm planning to
put
on my stand. It's going to be in the Excel London. It's called
nice.
J-Trade.
J-Trade. Yeah. I might be there. So.
You might be there.
Might be thinking about it.
So we'll meet you there. So I'm planning to put this competition. Where do you think Bezos will be
I'll wait to see that there then.
But yeah, I don't know. That's the truth. I would like to hope that it's not going to go up too much higher. Based on the last Bank of England, by the Monetary Policy Committee, the press conference afterwards, there was two scenarios that they laid out, and they put more stress on the better looking view. But who knows? Let's see what the autumn statement brings, right?
Yeah, well, indeed. I mean, if it's anything like the last one, who bloody knows anymore?
Yes.
All right. What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given in your career? that you would say to, that you would pass on that's been really significant for you?
To other brokers.
To anyone. I mean, let's start with brokers, and then is that the same advice you would give to anyone else?
As in brokers, as in sales, sometimes it's not easy to put yourself out there, but don't be shy. Just go for it, and nothing happens if, as long as you're honest. And if you're not that well educated, if you don't ask questions, you'll never know. So put yourself out there, and to clients and to, you know, banks and stuff. And if it's some ignorant question, you think it's ignorant, just ask the question, because otherwise you'll never know. And that's how you educate yourself. You go up higher in the ladder and you know how to play the game.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
And then my final question, well, actually, I've got two more.
Oh.
For young people getting into the space, tell us why they should want to come and work in this industry, work as a broker or even a lender. What would you give them? Why would they want to come and work for us?
I think it's a very exciting industry. There's a lot going on. There's challenges every day. There's a lot of problem solving. There's a lot of making bridges between clients and lenders. Clients have one point of view, lenders have a different perspective completely. And you make that bridge and you link it and you present, you package a case, and the client, the lender understands what you've brought them. Had it been just the client coming to the lender, they're speaking sometimes two different languages. So it's very satisfactory.
Good. Well, go on then. My final question before I'll send you on your way. If you could have a dinner party, you're having a dinner party, and you've got three guests, dead and alive, who would they be?
Guests. Well, it would be my wife, number one.
Well, I love that. Necessary.
Huh?
Necessary.
That's the first one. Second one would be my friend and coach, David Puxon.
Yeah.
I think it will be my friend, Joel Greenfield.
Oh, great. Love that. So a little friends dinner party. Well, thank you so much.
Party time is party time. Business is business.
Love that. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a really good show, and it is wonderful for you. And we will be out live on socials very, very soon, and we'll be tagging everything.
Brilliant.
Thank you so
much for your time. Bye-bye.